Zechen Nishmas done. Taniel Shainabas, Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabbosai. We're continuing in Chazara. We are up to page 6, question 36. What?
Regarding the comparison between the Kohen Gadol and the
Shliach Tzibur. Right, it's the Slav Dafka, right. Because you see that a Kohen Gadol has to be married, and the Shliach Tzibur is preferable to be married, but it's not the Likuvo. Okay. Hein direg mar bingen halicha rav eitzel ha-talmid b'yom kippur l'hepech. So it says that the holeich lahakbil p'nei aviv p'nei rabo p'nei misha godol m'meno over at savar b'mayim v'eno choshish. In other words, so if a Talmud is going to visit his Rebbe or his father or somebody's greater than him, he can go up to his neck on Yom Kippur into the water. Yeah. And he doesn't have to worry that it's not an isser of rechitza. Then the Gemara says, what about the reverse? Could the Rebbe go to the Talmud? Yibayilu harav etzel Talmud mai. So what's the, and the Gemara doesn't have a conclusion. It's a Yibayilu lo ifshita. So the Sefer Tosfos Yom Kippurim, question 37. That's the Maran Ibn Khabib. There's a sefer called Shemos Ba'aretz, and he has three different svarim: Yom Truah, the Tosefes Yom Kippurim, and the Kapos Tamarim. Yom Truah is on Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Tosefes Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippur. Kapos Tamarim is on Sukkos. This is Moshe Ibn Khabib. It's Mara the Ara of Israel writes here. Well, the Chabad sefer get poshed on Hilchos Gittin. It's a classic sefer. So, so the Tosefos Yom Kippur has to ask you, what's the Gemara? Gemara says beferish that the Talmud to the Rebbe, he can go in the water, but not vice versa. So, and then the Gemara says, what about the reverse? So, the Tosefos Yom Kippurim asks, What's the kasha? It is a beferish shabraisa that says lahakbil p'nei rabo. So why would you think otherwise? It doesn't say the reverse. Tafkahani, the imlokein, the shmini lahakbil p'nei talmid, the shari. In other words, if they really wanted to say that you can go to your talmid, then it should have been given the bigger chiddush that even the Rebbe can go to the Talmud. Certainly, the Talmud could go to the Rebbe. So, by the fact that the Braisa only says to go to the Rebbe, so the Pashas is only that way, not vice versa. So, what's the Havamina? It should be different. Efshar, he says, the Tamai Bai Hu Mishum the Efshar Litchos Vlomar Demai the Nokad Rabba Hu Lichidusha the Lo Tamel Hakmer Rabba Oser. In other words, maybe we have to be choshesh that, in other words, even though it's a mitzvah to go with makbil p'nei rabo, but maybe there's a chisaron also, because since it's such a mitzvah, the Talmud is going to be more interested also to make sure that he's presentable, and he might do some, you know, Rechitza, as he's there. The kosher came to Harav Yochel Hakbil. So maybe the chiddush is that you would think to visit your Rebbe is awesome because you might come to do Rechitza. So maybe the chiddush is you can even do your Rebbe. Certainly a Talmud could, the Rebbe could go to the Talmud. Because the Rebbe goes to the Talmud, no chashash that he's going to be Rochetz, you know, in honor of the Talmud. You have a reverse chashash. So even though we would think that Rebbe is more of a kula to visit your Rebbe, but it could be also the reverse, that it's it's more of a chiddush, because maybe we should be choshesh that he'll come wash himself. And therefore, just because of that brisa, doesn't necessarily preclude the fact that maybe a Talmud, a Rebbe could go to the Talmud also. So that's the Tosefes Yom Kippurim's Kasha and Teretz. But on question 38, we said before there is a Tosefta on page 5 that says, Hayolech Lechal Pnei Oviv or Pnei Rabo Pnei Talmido. So it even has Pnei Talmido in the Tosefta. And the Minchas Bikurim says the Grod Lo Garisla. The Grod takes that and doesn't have that Girsa. But there is a Girsa in the Tosefta. You know, but as we said, Tosefta is very often, you know, the Gemara says, who says the Man Leimelon, the High Tosefta, Mitaresta, maybe it's Mishabeshta. You know, there's a whole. The Marsham, I think Rabbi Elimelech Liebowitz from Brooklyn pointed out to me the Marsham. Marsham points out a lot of cases where the Tosefta is not brought in Shas. A lot of Tosefta is not brought in Shas, and could be those are the ones that are less credibility to. Like there's one in Hilchas Nida about, there's a discussion whether the din of Ksamim is only on the woman's garment, or even on the man's garment. And there's a Tosefta that discusses that, and so there's a question whether it's accurate, not accurate, but Toseftas, the Marsham is a whole tshuva from the Rush, that certain Toseftas are not even, you know, quoted in Shas, and those ones may be a Mishabeshta. So, as I said, you know, the scholars, they like the Tosefta. I don't know exactly why. But that's like, if you're, you know, academia, like Tosefta is big in academia. Can I tell you? There's Professor Lieberman, he wrote his famous Tosefta Kipshuta, except for the exception of Rav Yecheskel Abramsky, who was not, he was a big gon, but he wasn't, you know, he wasn't into this academia thing. He wrote a sefer on Tosefta Chazon Yecheskel.
Don't we find Toseftas in many places, Toseftas are less familiar than the Shnaiyas because they're just writing the case?
They're just
giving a common case as opposed to. We find this in the chat, they answer that. It's just, it's not the. You don't have to go for the lesser name. It's not necessarily.
Yeah, okay, you know, Toseftas are Toseftas, what can they tell you?
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not negating the Tosefta, I'm saying that it's to make a deal. So what the Tosefta doesn't include, it might not be they're giving you the common cases, not the non-common cases.
Yeah.
How do we postulate? Do we postulate by a kesser? We postulate if it's on the man, it's also we have to be kosher, right?
Right. Right, the was the Panamira. There is a shita that says not that way.
I think the
Pashas
should be
Pashas,
yeah, right.
Yeah, the Pashas, like, shouldn't make a difference.
Right.
Okay, take the Ran Vinyan over B'mayim. So the Ran says, how could you go and drench yourself on Yom Kippur, or don't you have to be Choshesh for Schita? So he says, no, we're not choshesh. Shani hacha kevan shlo hitiru el kederach shehu lovush ken aminu kamanu vat shlo yotzi yodo mitachas avas chaluko min karlei milsa v'lo asim lidei schita. In other words, you see that Nida could go to the mikvah with loose clothing. And that's what, on Shabbos, Yontif. So since we have to do it in a certain way, like you love us, we're not worried. And we're not worried also about Shuyoso Zokibuso. What about when you, so why is it, well, if you have, you put a cloth in water, that's considered kibbutz. So he says, Yesh lo medchiyam reading hachi hanimili bibgodim mitunofim. Shem is kabsim bekach. In other words, he says, no, the shriyosu kibbutzo is only talking about if you have dirty clothing and then you put it in. But bibgodim she'enim mitunofim lo. Or it's only if it's derech libun bekach. If you go in this, it's derech lichluch. To put your clothing in the lake, you know, in the you go in the Nahar.
If someone has dirty clothing on them, they go to the Rabbi and Yom Kippur because it's not their kavan. Their kavan is not to wash their clothes.
Okay, so you're saying, but it's a psik reishi.
It's also a sukkah karavan because we have a machlok on the one shot. If it's on you, that's considered
an issue. Yeah, okay. So we're worried about it when the Shiloh comes up. we'll deal with it. When you want to come on Yom Kippur and go over the water. Bridge. Okay, for the Tain Divrei HaRosh, being the Talmud Holech L'Rav B'Mayim B'Yom Kippur.
So the 40,
yeah. Right, but there this is mamish in a body of water. No one says you can't go out on Shabbos when it's raining. Because it's much less significant. Okay, what is it? The Rosh on page 7? The Rosh says that it's the Bayit Deloy of Shuta. Then he quotes the Tosefta. Tosefta Tanya Halech Lechakbil Pnei Oviv Pnei Rabba Pnei Mishagodol Over Kedarko. Because of its gaze, the Mishabeshtahi. Midlohev Yosal Gemara, Lifshur Abayim. Zain Alel Lesvach. See? So that's what the Ritz gaze says. That the Tosefta is the Shabeshta, because it's not brought in the Gemara. So, by the fact that the Tosefta says so, the way he's quoting the Tosefta. Pnei Oviv, Pnei Rabba, Pnei Misha Godol, Himenu. What? Misha Godol, Himenu, but Talmud?
No, Pnei Talmud,
right. So that's the Rosh probably had that Girsa.
Right.
So he's saying, so that's the Rosh's Kasher, Rabbi Hagler saying. That's the Rosh's Kasher. The Tosefta says Pnei Talmud. So they should have quoted the Tosefta that the Talmud's also Mut. The Rebbe could also go to the Talmud. So to that, the Rosh says that, he quotes the Ritz Gaius, that the Tosefta's Mishabeshka. And he brings a raya that it wasn't brought in the Gemara. Pesach halavush. Rabbi Talki likes the lavush. Am I correct? On page 9, he says, "Arav lo itir lavo b'mayim leilech etzel talmid." He says it's aser elashat talmid yelech elav. Feel eda talmid yochel leilech elav, and sheish lo shem onus lo plug rabban. So he says that the talmid could always go to the rebbe. Why should the rebbe go to the talmid? But even if the talmid can't go, there's some onus, it's lo plug rabbanim. Tein divrei ma'aser rokeach. So the Pnei Rokeach discusses this also. So he says the reason why the Rebbe shouldn't go to the Talmud. Is because, who's he quoting here? He quotes the Brisa Shem, Shalom the Gemara Harave Tzal Talmud Ma'av Lo'ev Shet the Rabbeinu Nir Nachal Ol L'Chumra. This is the Rav Magen Avram. Hikshu, the came to meet the Rabbanon, who have a little Lifsuk L'Kula. Why do we go L'Chumra? It's only at the Rabbanon. And also, Lishmor Peirosov is mutter. So if you can go in the water to watch your Peiros, so certainly a Rebbe should be able to go to a Talmud to teach Torah to him. Yeah, so he says, V'teiritz, that Tamkan came in Sheyochal, a Talmud lovoid, so who's talking? This is the Magen Avraham? What? The Taz? Well, the Magen Avraham. The time came in Sheyochel HaTalmud Lovo Itzel Rabo. Abu Balava Hishari. There was this opinion. This is the Taz? Taz says this? Yeah. And second much was. Yeah, on page 15. Right, the Taz. The Taz asked the Kasha, why are we Machmir? Why can't the Rebbe go to the Talmud? It's only Din the Rabbanon. So why are we so machmer? And Sveka the Rabbanon the Kula? And why is it better than Lishmor Peirosov? So we say that since the Talmud could go to the Rebbe shouldn't go to the Talmud. But in the Chanami, if he can't, then the Rebbe can come to him against the Lavush. Against the Lavush. The Lavush says it's a low plug. What's the Raisa? Yeah. One second. So he says, he quotes the Machlokas, the Taz and Lavush. He says, Acha Mechila Einir Klal, the Kevin that Poskim Sosmu Devein, Mashmu the Hechler Osir. So he says that, no, like the Lavush, it's always Osir. Because when you go to, when the Red, so he explains why. He says, "The holech l'hakpil pnei rabo halicha mitzar atzma havinami mitzvah." In other words, when you go to the Rebbe, going to your Rebbe is a mitzvah. The ha'ayv adam l'hakpil, not only the learning, but the trip is a mitzvah. No she'en came by Rav Shaholach, itzal atalmid ain't kam mitzvah mitzar halicha. Dad Rabba zilzulu. The Rebbe to go to the Talmud, the going is not the mitzvah. It's, once he's there, I'll teach him. But with the Talmud to the Rebbe, the whole process is a mitzvah. Pid l'shmo peirosov shani, aval Talmud v'hid l'shmo peirosov shani v'shani, t'choshuv hefsed momenu. See, l'shmo peirosov is hefsed momen. Because we're afraid, in other words, people, the Gemara says, Adam Bohol al Mamono. So if you're not going to let him go, he's going to go anyway, because he's going to be so fatumult that he's going to. His money is going to get lost. His payers are going to get stolen. So even in Yom Kippur, he could do it. So look at that. Taz asks, the Rebbe to the Talmud is Osir, but you can be Shomer Peirosov. So he says no, because the Shomer Peirosov is Adam Bohol Amamono. So we have to be Matir that. But the Rebbe to the Talmud, we don't have to be Matir. And the difference between the Rebbe and the Talmud, and the Talmud and the Rebbe, is because the Rebbe to the Talmud. The halich itself is not a mitzvah. Whereas there's an idea of the whole process of l'hakpil p'nei rabo, to go, the whole trick, to murder the gazaf. But for the, even when the Rebbe is coming to teach the Talmud, it's not. It's only the teachings, not the whole. It's interesting, you know. Like Rav Hutna has a thing, I think, from the Maral, that schar psias in the Gemara and Sota is only gabi going to shul. Like, in other words, you don't say schar psias by if I have, I can go to get one lulav. I can walk 10 more blocks to get another lulav. Say they're equally mahuda. But we said, you get scharpsias to go further? No, he says, scharpsias is din makabel l'shchina. You know, so, the Rebbe is don't know, you know, things like that. So, the walking, the process, is l'hakil p'nei l'shchina. For other mitzvahs, you don't say it's scharpsias. Rav Hutna has a whole mimer on that. Maybe from the Maral, whatever. But so this Maaser Rokeach is fascinating, where he explains the difference between the Rebbe and the Talmud and the Rebbe. Because the Rebbe to the Talmud is just to teach, but the going is not the mitzvah. But the Talmud to the Rebbe, the whole process, the whole trip is part of the mitzvah. So that's the Maaser Rokeach. And then the Magen Avraham, Tein Divrei Magen Avraham Beinyan Halicha B'Mayim Yom Kippur L'Misha Gadol Heimenu B'Chochma. It says, in other words, not only you can go for your Rebbe, you can go to your Rebbe, your father, and Misha Gadol Heimenu, and somebody who's a greater Talmud Chochem than you are. But so is the Magen Avraham. But if it's equal, they're not. She has to be godly man. Mashma Dushavim also. That's part of the Kavanah Torah. Ten divrei hataz bin yahalicha rav etzel ha-talmid. So we explained that taz already. That he says because taz says because the talmid could come to the rebbe, and it says in Hanami when he can't, then it's mutter against the levush. And then there's a pre megadim. So is he saying that what? That the whole thing is only a derabbanan, it's not rechitza shel tanig. So Mamela, this, so the question of the Rebbe to the Talmud should be a Safik Durabanan. Was that here in Sukhaven that Tal, so that's shot in the Taz. Taz was bothered. Kor should be a Safik Durabanan. What's that? Should be a Safik Durabanan that the Rebbe should be able to go to the Talmud. Because the Rebbe going to the Talmud is not Rechitza Shaltanim. So that's the answer, is that since, even though it should be Safik Rabban Lakula, but since the Talmud can come to the Rebbe, we're not going to be Mekul. That's how the Prima got him. But the Prima got him saying, Pshat in the Taz was that he was bothered. Why can't we be Mekul for the Rebbe to the Talmud? It's an Ibai in the Gemara, so it's a Safik, and it's not Rechitza Shotani, so it's a Safik Rabban. It should be Lakula, and the Rebbe should be able to go to the Talmud. So that's how the Prima Gadim explains the Taz's kasha. And the answer is that since the Talmud can go to the Rebbe, then we're not going to be mount here. And then if he can't, then in the Hanami, then he could go, the Rebbe, to the Talmud. As opposed to the Levush, that even if the Talmud can't come, it's still a low plug that the Rebbe can't go to the Talmud on Yom Kippur if it means going through the water. And the Maaser Rokeach is saying that
it's not a low
plug. It's not a low
plug. Right.
Rabbi Shitrus. Maybe it's the same type of thing. Well, doesn't say. So you're saying that. So what do you say?
The real seat went out in the Sefer.
Right.
But really, he was the Rebbe. He's the one that's above
right.
the door.
Right.
And he went to his Talmud. So maybe a kula for Rebbe to go to the Talmud, according to those answers, he becomes a Talmud too. If he learned something from the
Sefer. So he can learn from his Talmud. Talmud and Yosef
the kula. Yeah, if he can learn something,
right.
then.
Right.
If you go down to the position of kula, the Rebbe should be able to go to the Talmud anyway. Well, yeah.
Why?
If he has, that ignores the end. It's about the journey, is the journey shall mitzvah or not? So even if Rav Yossi, forgot the Masechta, he's still, who said it's a mitzvah for him to go in? He's going to go there, he's going to learn. But that's not really the point. The point of, Kamli Rabo is that this mitzvah makes the whole experience
to be
a mitzvah experience,
even,
and that's not this case.
Yeah.
You see it clearly from Rashi and Soko that it's two separate things.
Yeah.
He says Shlof and Mitzvah.
Yeah, we'll get to that, yeah, yeah.
So he puts it as two separate categories.
Yeah, okay, we'll see. So that reminded me in question 45, the chiddush of the Marach or Zarua. Right, the Marach or Zeruah says that if the Bachrim, right, okay, I want you to say about this Marach or Zeruah. It said the Bachrim that are going to learn by the Rebbe, they put them in Hamitzvahs the whole trip. And the Cholzman that they're in the base of Rebbe. So if say you're going to learn with Rebbe for a month. So the whole trip. So you have to take a plane, a boat, so you put them in Hamitzis.
Isn't there only part of Hamitzis you can't do?
No.
What?
That's not what he holds. There's somebody showing him that hold that way.
What?
But that doesn't, the Marach or Zeruah. Is it in this part?
It's the one.
Yeah. The,
Yeah. Is
it the same as ours or regular ours? Yeah, take a look. Page 22. With Fize, you see, on the right, left side. Fize. Bachrim, a holchim, luma, torah, peturim, mikol ha-mitzvahs, kolzman, shehim, bebeis, rabo. See? That's a big chiddush. And he says that also the whole trip.
What's he doing with the Gemara?
One second. Gevachar Shvakvar Hiskil Lasov Bedvar Mitzvah. Look, page 22 on the top. V'achar shekvar hiskil lasok b'dvar mitzvah leilech lilmod o l'shmod drasha hu potter mikol ha-mitzvah ad she'ilmod. So once you maskil lasok b'dvar mitzvah, leilech, you see? V'leilech lilmod. The big chiddush.
What do you do with this tomorrow about the Seder? A Talmud goes to Rabbah the Seder, he's not supposed to move. With Masters, who was the Seder?
So he's saying the Talmud goes to the Rav for the Seder, so obviously he's.
He could do it if he wants.
Yeah, but
the Rav Shulchan Aruch says that he gives rishus, he can do it.
I'm not interested in that. I don't care about that part of the whole discussion.
So what you want to know?
It's mashma from the whole sukkah that this is the only.
Potter from eating matzah, but if he wants to eat.
Yeah, that.
So he's saying Enochana. So he's saying Enochana. He'd be potter from.
You're wrong, man. That's okay. We saw many Rishonim in the sukkah. We saw many Rishonim in the sukkah. This is.
There's one sheet. Yeah. But it's interesting that Enochana, he would say that. He's potter. He's potter for matzah. Wow. They never. No, it's a good point you're making.
So let's do this in a halacha ma'aseh method. If someone goes to their rabbi to be a bat okay,
he's saying Arvus. Okay. That's interesting. In other words, you're going.
He changed the whole understanding of Yotze someone also. He changed the whole house.
Okay, it's.
That's not the biggest Kiddush on this. That is not the biggest Kiddush around the world. No, the biggest Kiddush is something from Kol Mitzvah Torah. That's a much bigger Kiddush.
Then that's a much smaller, come on, it's a world apart.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
why
this is
the
difference. This has an application
for this whole life's issue. That applies to much more than all. 46. So then we get into Osig B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. So, page 19. So let's see Tosis first. On page 17. So he says that you have to be, it's only Yefshar with Kaim Shneim. Shoshu Osig B'Gontal Shol. He has to be Osig B'Mitzvah. And if he would do the mitzvah, if he whatever he's doing, the mitzvah became mitzvah sukkah, having mivat limi mitzvahs. So first of all, you know, tzitzis, you're wearing tzitzis, not patus, you're not osig. El vade lo mifta el b'shoshu osig ba. And it's and then if you're gonna do the mitzvah, it's something that you can't do both. If you can't do both. And now the Ran also says you have to osig bo. Even if you could do both, you're not mechuyev. So, Even though you could do both. They have to be oisik. But even if you could do, even if that's from the Kaim Shneim, you're still Potter. Even if it's Efsher. Now, how is that different than the Marach or Zeruah? Oh, and another thing. What?
You don't have to do anything.
Who?
Marach or Zeruah.
Yeah, now, one thing they say about the Marach or Zeruah, even though normally, mitzvah Talmud Torah, you don't say also with mitzvah Potter but a mitzvah. Because unless it's a like a shekel point talking about my tani, if Shalas is there, but the chiddush is, they point out that the osik mitzvah part of our mitzvah here is not just the, it's not the learning, it's the kavod haras. One of the svarim has that.
Is that kavod Rashi?
Wait, but let's understand the difference between the Ran and the Marocha or Zeruah. You know what we say with Ferrari? You're just performing the Kiyama Mitzvah. Who?
You're just
by the Rebbe.
You're not
even Oisik. And according to the Ran, you're.
Right.
Tosis, if you can do it the other way, then you're. Yeah. And what? And Ten Sheet is Rashi. What's Rashi Shita? So you also Rashi here. Okay. He says, "Hoche Shluchim." The Tosis says, "Shluchim Mitzvah. Hoche B'dvar Mitzvah Don Luma Torah L'Kabel Bei Rabo. Feel B'Shas Chani Yosel. Kach Perish B'Kutchus." So even B'Shas Chani Yosel. So does that someone want to say that that was like the Marach or Zeruah, the Rashi? Feel b'shas kani yosem.
Rabbi, which Rashi are
you? This is question 47, page 17. Yeah. Shluchim mitzvah holchem b'derech mitzvah g'namu m'toyu ha'adu b'tur b'na mitzvah feel b'shas kani yosem. So there it's. So what? In other words, even though you're not being osek, but you're. That's called osek. Because it's part of the whole traveling, right? In other words, you're going to be podeshvuyim. You're going to. So what was the Hagdar? We said that every part of the whole traveling, even though it's Efshal Kaim Shneim, and even though, like Rav Harari said, you're not being technically Osek, but the whole process. And then, 49, we said, Tain. Divrei Marach or Zeruah L'binyan Osik B'mitzvah Gabi Tika here Shofar. Right, he mentioned here in the bottom. He says, "Mitzvah Torah Chazmash L'olam." Come on, in your tzolavarech they could. just like Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that Noshim Yicholot Levarach Al Mitzvah Seshay 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 Seshay. So he writes it. That question that you had is here.
I don't understand why such a far won't work for benching, which the Gemara clearly discounts. Someone who is less than.
So 1 second. So in other words, he's really potter. Lossi up to our field with Rabban Yossi is chiv. Because it's still Arvus.
How?
It's still.
I can't be mostly benching for someone if I didn't eat the rice. Right?
Yeah.
What's the
help? You didn't eat the rice.
I didn't eat the rice that you did. That's the most you
would bench. No, but now the case is that he did the action.
So I did the action, I benched.
There's a difference between a
bar chiyuv
with a
p'tur
and a not
bar chiyuv
with a
p'tur.
That's the difference.
Right. So he's this is a bar chiyuv
with a
p'tur.
Where the guy who didn't eat is not
he's
a bar chiyuv
at all. Yeah.
That's the distinction.
Yeah. I think he's right.
The logic by saying this, you've already.
It's not a mainstream.
But it's an interesting. Okay. Yeah. So the Ferraris wanted to say the Marach or Zeruah is even when you're not being Osik. Whereas Osik normally means that you're doing something directly with the mitzvah. Here, you're on your way. Get to the mitzvah, but that's more.
Why
more remote. Was would the Ran say that Kolzman you're in the base rabban? No, because Kolzman you're in the base rabban. You're not learning necessarily every second, but you're here for the. The rabbi's going to give shir from 11 to 12. So what about 10 o'clock in the morning? With the rabbi. So then. Then you're not being osing, but according to Marach Zuri, you're still being potter. No, because this is all part of your journey. This whole idea that you're going to the Rebbe, living there, that's all. No, he's asking, what would the Marach Zuri say about Tzitzis Bebigdo? I can't imagine he would say that with Potter, because that's not Osek, and it's not even. You see, the whole thing is called Osek. The whole journey, the whole trip. So even though you're not necessarily Osek in an active sense every moment, but the whole trip is the Osek.
The question is just where they automatically will think, not whether.
So I think they would both agree that the Tzitzis Bebigdo is not going to pot to you, even according to the Marach or Zeruah.
That's what rules do is between being occupied and being preoccupied.
Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. We're up to question 50. That's Tima Batinus. So that's okay, we're getting there. I like your yellow pen. It helps me focus.
Yes.